Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. A regular guest on this program, John Swamp Fox Warner, often talks about the importance of our state's innovation and intellectual capital, particularly that which originates from our research universities. Our next guest is right in the middle of this scene. John Bellotto is professor of materials science and engineering at Clemson University, where he holds the Serene Endowed Chair, part of South Carolina's Smart State Endowed Chair program. He is also Clemson's former vice president for research and for economic development. He holds nearly 40 U.S. and foreign patents and is an elected member of the U.S. National Academy of Inventors. And right now we have him on the phone. John, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Walk us through how this whole process works. You're in the lab working on research, teaching students, helping them do research, helping small startup companies that are based on this research. How does it all work exactly, and how does this research follow that path?
Right. So I think it's important to remember that universities today, particularly the research-intensive ones, do so much more than really just go into the classroom and teach. We spend a lot of our time, as you said, conducting research. And the intent of that is to create new knowledge and then to disseminate it, which fundamentally is what universities do, right? We create the knowledge and then we educate students through the classroom, through the publications, and just in the lab themselves. It's really the students that are our greatest means of transferring knowledge to companies. So we work with companies. We try to understand what problems they're trying to solve, and then we come up with ideas as to where they are now, where their products need to be, what research can we do in the lab with our students to then improve upon whatever it is that they're doing. And then again, hopefully, either they hire our students or through the process of doing that research, which can be anywhere from weeks to years in some cases, hopefully the problems get solved, the technology advances, the products get more competitive, and as a result of that, the companies grow, they hire more, and you know there's a general benefit to the community and to the state.
And the university files the patents, licenses the technology to these companies for a fee?
Yes, but that's an interesting area that has changed a bit over the last really 5 to 10 years. Universities have slowly come around to realize that the pursuit of patents is important in very, very specific cases where there's a clear commercial opportunity that presents itself. Over time, we've realized that it's ultimately the relationship with companies that is the much more valuable in the long term. We want them, or we tend to want them to focus more on funding research over a sufficiently long period that we can graduate students that they then begin to interact with and hopefully they then begin to hire. We've begun this transition from the patent is our tool to really the student is our tool, and the relationship is really what drives that.
And so are we still playing catch up with like North Carolina's research universities, do you think, or are we getting pretty close?
That's a great question, and I think it's important to define things maybe not so much at a state level, but at a maybe industrial level or sector level. So if you think about North Carolina versus South Carolina versus Georgia, something like that, I think the broad numbers probably still favor North Carolina and Georgia. However, you know, oftentimes on your show, you will talk about automotive, right? The automotive industry, right? I mean, the automotive industry is dominant in South Carolina more so than North Carolina and Georgia. So in that sense, South Carolina is ahead of the game. John Swamp Fox Warner, as you mentioned, he mentioned, I think, our program some weeks ago, talking about a new grant that we got with MIT, looking at workforce development in optical fiber. It seems sometimes to be that one of South Carolina's best-kept secrets is the optical fiber activity that is here in Anderson County under the auspices of Clemson. We have the only industry-grade capability to make optical fiber at a university in the United States, period, full stop. We're one of, I think, 4 or 5 in the world that have this capability. So relative, again, to North Carolina to Georgia, South Carolina is way ahead of everybody else in the entire United States when it comes to that type of R&D being done at a university. Everybody in the optical fiber world knows that. So certain areas, South Carolina is way ahead of everybody else.
Well, John, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
You're welcome, Mike.
John Bellotto is the Serene Endowed Chair and Professor of Materials Science and Engineering at Clemson University. We will have a link to his department posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.